Hi, this is Assimilator with episode 65 of the Game Slave podcast. Proteus and Zelda Queen will not be joining us this week. Proteus had to make a long, long, long walk, most likely actually fly, to New Zealand in order to defend his thesis. So let's wish Proteus luck, and he'll come back with his full doctorate, and then he'll be Dr. Proteus. Not really, he'll probably still go by Proteus, but it has a nice ring to it. So I'm just going to kind of jump in with what I have this week. As usual, since I'm kind of solo in it this week, it'll probably be a little shorter than normal. But we'll see what we find. Street Fighter 4 for the iPhone is on sale currently for 99 cents. So you should definitely pick this up, and more for one reason than just a Street Fighter game on the iPhone. Capcom is donating all sales of this to earthquake relief for the citizens of Japan, which actually makes a lot of sense since Capcom is located in, well, Japan. But I still think it's a great thing to do, and it looks like they're also going to be donating 100 million yen, which is about $1.23 million, to the relief effort. Bleh. And reducing electricity usage at its arcades and businesses in the area to try and help out with the current issues that they're having. You know, the whole nuclear power plant issue thing, and then rolling blackouts, and yeah. So you can get a cheap game, and you can help people. So you get to feel good while gaming. It is a win-win situation for you. What else do we got? Another game that kind of started on the iPhone. Angry Birds, the wonderful world of legless animals, has gone past 100 million downloads on all their platforms. This is including iPods, Android, and anything else that the Angry Birds is on. So good for them. They probably didn't realize that they'd be making this much money off of just this little thing. So good for them. Also on the feel good about what you're doing, the UK has opened up a new gaming visiting center slash gaming gadget incubator. This is mainly pointed at the disabled to allow disabled gamers to get more out of their things. They can go to this place and they can test out the latest gadgets for them, such as eye controllers. And the center also has a games lab where, quote, games and hardware are tested for accessibility. Quote, this will allow game devs to adjust their stuff so more people can own, basically. So this is really a great thing. And I hope them the best of luck. It's being sponsored by UK Special Effect Video Games Charity and the UK Prime Minister, David Cameron. You go, guys. Keep up the good work. In other good news, while those Aussies may have a hard time getting their hand on Mortal Kombat without importing it, it got an R18 rating in New Zealand. So the Kiwis just across the water will still be able to play this new game in all its bone-crushing glory. Yeah, it's supposed to be kind of cool with that whole X-ray effect. It'll be fun to see. I'm kind of hoping that this game does well because the Mortal Kombat franchise has been kind of floundering lately. So fingers crossed on that one, guys. We'll see how you do on April 19th. Something else that's kind of new and nice. You've heard me talk often about OnLive. While I don't honestly have any games on it yet, I do like the idea of the system. It's a good idea, and I honestly hope the best for them, especially now that they started doing their Games Pass. I think it's like 40 games that you can play whenever you want. Well, just recently they have activated voice chat. It is now on and live in OnLive. Wow, that sounded a little redundant, didn't it now? Anywho, so people probably thought it was going to be a much longer wait, but they have now enabled it. If you're in the by net, you can basically enable voice chat beta option in the OnLive client. This allows users of the service to access two chat channels, one for in-game yakking, or it's kind of open mic, and the other is for talking with other players while spectating in the arena, which is a push-to-talk. Both corded and USB microphones are supported on PC and Mac, and the OnLive micro console has support for Bluetooth. This is what happens when I'm by myself, people. I trip up my tongue, I pause, I make mistakes. Let's hope Proteus and Zelda Queen come back soon, shall we? Anywho, and a little sadder news. Do you still have a Game Boy Advance? Really? I know I do. I'll probably keep the thing forever too. I kind of do that sort of thing. I kind of collect them. But if you're looking to kind of sell your Game Boy Advance systems and games to a GameStop to make at least a few cents credits, you might want to get your ass in gear. GameStop is going to no longer purchase the GameStop Advance games starting in April, which I really can't blame them since the console hasn't really been made for, God, years. I'm just going to go with years because I don't feel like looking it up or thinking about it. So get down there, try and, see what pittance you can get for your systems, or just save them for posterity. Show them to your kids. Say, look, we used to play on games this big. Yeah, that's no SD card, kid. It's not even a holographic vision. It's not even a holo card. That's an actual cartridge. Yeah, they're gonna think we're old and crazy. We're already crazy, but they're gonna think we're old. And that's all I kind of have for news. It's more news than I've had in a while. So I'm going to kind of move on to what little I've been doing in gaming lately. It's been kind of busy, but I have managed to play a little more World of Warcraft. And yesterday, I'm just kind of chilling out, have a character logged in, I'm not paying too much attention, watching something on my other monitor, and all of a sudden the sky changes color, and then I'm dead. So I got my first visit from Deathwing, and it's like, well, I got my achievement, but now I got to do a corpse run. Oh well. So I thought that was kind of entertaining, just because I happened while I wasn't paying attention. Most people trying to find him in order to get that damned achievement with all their strength. Let's see, what else have we done? Watched Megamind. If you haven't seen it yet, it's actually an entertaining movie. It's supposed to be kind of pointed at kids, but I don't know. I found it fun to watch. It kind of harkens to, that superhero want. Megamind is fun, and he does have a great quote that I loved. And he's kind of near the end, but he talks about how the other person may be a villain, but he's not a super villain. The other guy asks, "What's the difference?" "Style!" Which I have to agree. A good super villain has a certain amount of style to how he does things. He doesn't just destroy randomly, he destroys with finesse. Which is always cool. Kind of fun. Let's see, what else? Unfortunately, besides that, I can't think I've done a whole lot. I mean, this was kind of a slow week for me this week. I am working on improving some of the shirts in the GameSlave store, and I'll let you know when that is done. And in the meantime, feel free to visit us at www.thegameslave.com. You can shoot us an email at mail@thegameslave.com. And then you can also check out, sign up for our forums by sending an email to that same address. If you have any questions, comments, or such, feel free to put it in the comments for the podcast. And game on!